I'm excited to get to share today. I feel like it's been a while since I've been here. And so let me just pray. Lord, I just pray, Father, that everything that you have just put on my heart, Lord, that'll just come out clear, Lord, full of life, full of you. In your name we pray, amen. I've kind of been hanging out for a while now in Ephesians. You know, the whole book of Ephesians is so awesome, and you know, Bishop calls it the above life book. And I thought I just needed to spend some time in the above life, you know, book. And so I've been really just contemplating, just really talking to the Lord about what my assignment is. We all have the same calling in Him. There's the same calling, but our assignments look different all the time and throughout the day. Like, I have an assignment as a youth pastor, as a children's church. There's a lot of fun, and sometimes it's not always fun to have conversations, right? An assignment as a mom, an assignment as a daughter, assignment leading Bible studies, assignment helping with girls' basketball, assignment with all these different things that throughout the day. And I found myself over, I don't know, the last few months really going, Lord, I want to be the same in you in every assignment that you call me to. Like, I can't be Roxanne, the youth pastor, and then go home and be Roxanne, the mama who is really fussing because nobody's doing what I say, and I'm not in Christ. Now, I'm saying I'm in Christ, but I'm really not acting like it at all. And the Lord's just really just put it in front of me that we're not called to be in Him some of the time, most of the time. It's an everyday, it's in every moment, every day, everywhere where we're called, wherever our feet are called to be, that's where we're called to be. So I've just been reading over and over in Ephesians chapter 4 where Paul, who has this radical encounter with the Lord, and he radically changes, and it never shows us once he has this encounter that he's hot and cold, that he's hit and miss. He has an encounter and he's all in. He's radically different all the time. And he says this, a prisoner of the Lord. And I thought, man, I skip over that part so often, but it's so important. Like, when you're a prisoner, you have nowhere else to be. You can't go anywhere else. You're confined in this one space, in this one area. You have no other freedom. And the Lord just really opened my eyes to, like, we see the word prisoner and we think bad. We think I got to get out. But a prisoner of the Lord is right where we want to be, confined in a place where there's nowhere else to go. I, a prisoner of the Lord, so starting there, implore you, beg you, plead with you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which you've been called. And I thought, yes, Lord, I want to walk in everywhere you've called my feet to be. Every conversation, every person I encounter, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling for which you've called me to be. And then he goes on to say, with all humility, with all gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to persevere the unity of the Spirit and the bond in peace. Man, to walk in a manner of which we're worthy of the calling of which we've been called, one, we have to walk in gentleness. We can't walk in not your will, but mine be done, right? It's what's the Lord saying, a prisoner of the Lord in humility. I had a conversation with somebody last week who's walking through a really hard time, and it's not really all their fault. And you want to take the high road, but the high road's really the low road. In order for the Lord to lift us up high, we got to get low. And I just said, look, I know, and I believe you're right in this situation, and the Lord will vindicate you. But you got to get low, and you got to let the Lord do that. It's hard to do that, I know. With patience and showing tolerance for one another in love, I hadn't got to spend a lot of time with Bishop lately because I've been gone, and now he's been hurt, but I got to take him for an MRI the other day, and we got to spend a lot of time together, and it was the Lord, because I was just talking to him about some places that I felt like people weren't seeing right, or I wasn't seeing right. And finally, he listened to me for a little while, and he said, well, Roxanne, we're called to love one another. We're called to bear all things with one another. Never, ever does Jesus say, you're called to correct. You're called to speak what you think should happen. And I went, oh, man, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to put in what I think the Lord is saying instead of what is the Lord saying, and I'm you know what? Maybe I don't think that's what the Lord's saying, but the Lord didn't call me to think for that person. He called me to bear all things with them, to walk with them. A tolerance for one another is to speak truth in love, but not to call out people's stuff because I don't like what's going on, you know? To walk in a way of which he's been called us, to walk in a manner worthy of the calling. Being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. And I thought about some of Jesus' last words with the disciples. In John chapter 14, you know, right before the crucifixion, he's washed their feet. He's told Peter he's going to deny him. They've had the Last Supper. And he says this, don't let your heart be troubled. He gave them a lot of reasons, right, for a troubling heart. Like, if I was Peter, my heart would start beating a little faster. You know, there'd be a little trouble going on inside of me because he's just told me I'm going to deny him three times. And he said, do not let your heart be troubled because I'm going to prepare a place for you. And they said, well, Lord, we don't know where you're going. And he said this to them. And I thought, this is what he's saying. This is the manner worthy of what he's called us to walk. He says, I am the way. We know this. I am the truth and I am the life. How do we walk the way? We walk in the truth and we walk in his life. And if we can't find it here, it's not the rock on which we stand. It's not the truth that we call out in others. So like, I cannot find it anywhere to give me an excuse to get frustrated and aggravated and yell at my children when they're not doing right, you know? The Lord said he did nothing that he didn't see the Father do, and I can't find one case to where he just lets the disciples have it the way I sometimes let other people have it, you know? And the Lord just really started convicting me. He said, I did nothing that I didn't see the Father do. And I walked this earth fully man, but fully God, and left an example and left the way for which for you to follow. It doesn't have to, I make it so complicated. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be hard. And it doesn't have to look the way the rest of the world thinks it should look, right? You know, like the rest of the world may think, no, they deserve it. You let them have it. Well, letting them have it in Jesus and letting them have it in the world are two different things, you know? And the only way to produce fruit is to let them have it in Jesus. And Jesus says to discipline children. So I'm not standing up here saying my children are going to run wild and I'm just sitting back. But there is a way in Christ to do it and there's a way not to. And he's just really just opening my eyes. I'm just going, Lord, I want every second of every day that I'm not walking in the calling you've called me to walk in, to quicken my heart, where I'm not walking in love, where I'm not walking in unity, where I'm not working to bring together unity in the Spirit, quicken my heart. I don't want to be a tool of the enemy. I want to walk every moment of every day worthy of that which you've called me for. And he goes on to say, he goes on to tell him this, if you have seen me, then you've seen the Father. For the Father is in me and I am in him. And so I just keep going back to, you know, Jesus did nothing that he didn't see the Father do. And so if we'll go, Lord, I don't know what to do, but what did you do? He says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And the way, the truth, and the life is found right here in Scriptures. It's confirmed by words of other believers who are going, yeah, that's the way. What is the way? The way is to be still. What is the way? The way is to go low. What is the way? The way is to love. And what is love? Love bears all things. You know, he lays out all these things in 1 Corinthians that love is. And I thought, I'm so quick to love in a way that I think I should, but it's not necessarily the way Jesus is laid out to be. And so I've just been the cry of my heart. So then the what I've been like teaching the youth all the time in these little Bible studies I do is let's not just walk around going, man, I want to let my light shine. I do want to let my light shine. I don't want to let my light shine. I want Jesus in me for his light to shine. And a lot of times for that to happen, I got to close my mouth, I've got to open my ears, and I've got to quicken my heart to what is he saying is the way, what is the truth, and what is the life. Not my will, but his be done. And I've just found myself in a few places going, all right, I'm actually going to put what he says to be slow to anger, right? Not really quick to speak, but really quick to listen. And I found those, I've blown it like 99 times, but the few times that I've actually stopped and did it the right way, man, he just smoothed it out so easy. It didn't bring about anxiety. My blood pressure didn't go up. I didn't yell. I didn't scream. I didn't get frustrated in the moment, because the way, the truth, and the life never look like that. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and he doesn't just bust down the door saying, I'm here. I'm about to kill, steal, and destroy. It comes like little foxes. It looks like frustration. It looks like anger. It looks like disappointment. It looks like all the things that the way, the truth, the life, and love doesn't look like. So I've been saying, and hopefully you'll hear the youth walk around going, I got to walk in a manner worthy of the calling which I've been called, which isn't difficult, which isn't hard if we stop and go, okay, what does the way say? What does the truth say? Because that speaks life to me and it speaks life to you. Because if it's speaking life to me and I'm speaking death to you, then I've gotten off the way. The way, the truth, the life go hand in hand, and they all go together. Hopefully that makes sense. Amen.